Well, what do we do on Tuesday? Usually about 15 minutes ago we do this, but joining us here today, we do the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. That's what we do. And we have the Director of Imaging and Services at Cardiac Services at FHN, Katie Alvarado, back with us. Hey, Katie, good morning. Hello to you.
Hi there, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
Okay. Sorry about being so late today. Thank you very much for standing by. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know how it goes.
Well, yeah, this thing goes here, this program here. All right. Hey, the last time that you were with us, we spoke about some exciting enhancements at the lab there. What types of services are available at the lab?
Yeah, the lab offers diagnostic and interventional services, so it's truly a comprehensive lab, meaning we can not only diagnose heart disease, we can also intervene and treat that disease. The lab does provide a variety of other testing related to diagnostic and treatment options with interventional radiology, peripheral or lower extremity disease, and also renal disease.
For those of you who missed the last interview, Katie, why don't you let them know what new equipment is now included with the enhancements and why you chose that equipment?
Yeah, FHN evaluated several different vendors prior to actually purchasing our new lab. We took into consideration a variety of different factors, including the equipment's ability to really provide those high-quality, crisp, clean images, regardless of what procedure we're offering. We also really strive for patient safety. It's a top priority at FHN. So radiation dose was extremely important to us when we were considering the purchase. Our cath lab equipment has a lower radiation dose for the patients when compared to others, and that was one of the main reasons also why we chose to partner with Canon Medical.
Talk about the types of technology that you're using now at the lab.
The cath lab is made up of actually, you know, several different technologies. The procedure room itself has the fluoroscopy equipment that's responsible for producing that live image. The cath lab also offers ultrasound to help the provider gain access to the arteries during procedures. And then there were several pieces of interventional equipment that were upgraded during the renovation. One of the main components of this also is the software advancements that really provide us with a better image quality while we were optimizing the dose reduction for the patient and offering that safe care. So these advancements really have allowed us to offer local treatment to our patients and helping them stay closer to home for this treatment.
We're talking to Katie Alvarado, Director of Imaging and Services and Cardiac Services at FHN. Katie, the last time that we talked, of course, it was the pandemic, and you know, and we're still kind of in it as well. But people were not able to get in, or were putting it off and procrastinating in terms of procedures with you. Have the numbers improved now?
Yeah, we've actually we've seen more of a return to that more normalcy when we look at our patient mix, and we really want to encourage, you know, patients to come in for all of the preventative, you know, procedures and testing. It's really the key in helping treat cardiac disease or any disease for that matter if it's more proactively. So prevention is really going to be the key. We've returned to seeing patients for all procedures in the cardiac cath lab as normal.
What about because of the pandemic, have you changed any protocols there at the lab?
We have. FHN follows the regulatory guidelines from the state and federal agencies. So this does mean that we do perform the pre-procedural COVID screening if they're going to have a cath lab procedure. FHN is taking the precautions to keep our community safe. So this does include, you know, a thorough cleaning of all of our areas, social distancing, and that proper protective personal equipment such as the mask, gowns, and gloves for the teams. However, you know, the cath lab's always been a very safe and clean environment just due to the nature of the procedure. So these additional precautions put in place are truly that extra layer of protection for the patients.
You know, Katie, when we've talked, you taught me that the cardiovascular system is more than just our heart. Talk a little bit about keeping the whole system, the cardiovascular system, in mind in addition to just your heart.
Sure. The cardiovascular system really supports so many other systems throughout your entire body. So the actual cardiovascular system consists of the heart and the blood vessels that are delivering oxygen and other nutrients to tissues throughout your whole entire body. It's also responsible for carrying that waste from those other organs and areas of your body out of your system. So arteries carry blood from the heart to the rest of the body, and the veins carry that blood back to the heart. So FHN provides all of the testing to look at abnormalities throughout that whole entire system. This does include a really close relationship with our cardiology office practice at the Stevenson Street location. It also means that FHN offers all of the diagnostic testing, you know, related to this system, such as stress tests or echocardiograms. And we're also very proud to be able to offer that comprehensive approach to the rehabilitation after a cardiac or pulmonary event through our cardiac rehab program here at the hospital's main campus.
You know, and Katie, my understanding is that your lab team then works with other folks there and other areas at FHN. Explain that.
Yeah, FHN's cardiac team partners with the interventionalists from Swedish American UW Health System to provide additional access for our patients for their procedures here at FHN. We offer the cardiac rehab program for those patients who may be recovering from a heart attack, a stent or valve replacement, or even open heart surgery. So we're very proud to be able to offer that comprehensive approach to that cardiac care.
And also tell us about, remind our listeners here about the preventative tests and procedures that you offer there at FHN at the lab.
Yeah, FHN provides all testing of the heart and vascular system, and this includes coronary artery disease. So the testing on the preventative side that we do are echocardiograms, which is an ultrasound of your heart, vascular studies of the peripheral vascular system, which relates to ultrasounds of all of the accessory venous systems, so maybe that's in your legs or your arm, and then carotid ultrasounds, which is more focused in on the neck area. We also do tilt table tests, and a variety of different stress tests, such as a standard stress test or a nuclear stress test or a stress echo, to also provide more of that preventative testing.
You also have taught me as well that coronary artery disease is different from a heart attack. Tell us the differences.
Yeah, coronary artery disease symptoms can often mimic heart attack symptoms, so sometimes it's hard to distinguish the two. However, if you're able to diagnose that coronary artery disease early, you can reduce your chances of actually having a heart attack. Symptoms of both include chest pain, pressure, that tightness or discomfort you may feel in your chest. It could also kind of radiate into your shoulders, your arms, neck, back, or jaw. You could also experience shortness of breath or fatigue. So the actual heart attack is when someone has a blockage to the arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle. If you're having a heart attack, the symptoms will most likely not go away until you seek immediate medical treatment. The FHN cardiovascular department can do the diagnostic testing to look for those blockages related to coronary artery disease in the hopes to prevent the actual cardiac event or a heart attack.
And remind us about the symptoms for heart problems different for men and women. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort, regardless of gender. However, women are a little bit more specific in some of the other symptoms that they can experience, and these are really related to shortness of breath, more of that nausea or vomiting feeling, and then women typically experience more of the back or jaw pain. And I will say, you know, time is definitely of the essence. It's critical. So if you believe that you may be having a heart attack or a cardiac event, the best route is really going to be to call 911 and get to treatment immediately.
Yeah, you've told me don't drive to the emergency room.
Yeah, definitely driving yourself or riding in a car is not the best option. There are several different components that our emergency medical friends and paramedics can offer while you're in transit to the hospital. So definitely best to call 911.
What about people out there listening, arranging an elective cardiology procedures at FHN? How could they do that?
Absolutely. The best way to seek the non-invasive procedures is really to work with your primary care provider. They're the providers that are going to be able to offer all of the diagnostic or routine screening testing. And then, of course, if any of those tests were to come back abnormal or needing additional feedback, you would be referred to a cardiology specialist. So we offer cardiology specialty at the Stevenson Street Clinic, so we'd work closely with them then on your next steps.
All right.
You can always learn more about FHN's cardiac services on our website, www.fhn.org.
All right, Katie. Great information as always. Thanks. I know you got to get to work now.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks. Talk to you again soon, all right?
Yep, bye-bye.
Katie Alvarado, Director of Imaging Services and Cardiac Services at FHN. And that is Dial-A-Doc, the preceding, brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.